Welcome to the Stewards of Stoke podcast, an adventure podcast that gets you stoked for the outdoors through stories, interviews with athletes, and industry professionals. Sit back, grab a hazy, and join Matt and Braven for this episode of Stewards of Stoke.
What is up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Stewards of Stoke podcast. I am your host, Matt.
And Braven.
We are here at the Powerhouse chatting with Gabe from Twisted Spoke. But before we get into that, what's going on, my dude?
What's going on? It's been three days of rain in a row here.
Yeah, stupid.
For a state with 300 days of sunshine, this is kind of killing me on my riding. So it's been a wet couple sloggy rides in a row here. And
as you, what's your term for having a muddy butt?
Oh, soggy bottom boy. Yeah,
being a soggy bottom boy the last couple days.
Always.
Yeah.
But I'm still rocking those all over overalls, man. I keep talking about them. It's something that's come in clutch the last couple of days. So
yeah, I think the moss color finally shipped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still waiting on it at my doorstep, Emma.
Come on, Emma. Yeah.
What's up with you, man? What's been up to?
Not much. Just dad life and. Yeah, grinding, ready for summer, ready for some riding.
All raising the things. A kid, man.
Yeah. Yeah, he's already a daredevil mini shredder, so we're getting there. But
he's rocking on his strider right now, so.
Yeah. But yeah, without further ado, we have Gabe Kane, who is the founder of Twisted Spoke CBD.
Co-founder.
Co-founder.
Got to give the other guy credit.
Yeah, that's fair. We only have Gabe here, so that's why I'm saying.
Well, you can name drop if you want here.
Wen Dolphin. He says hello, everybody.
Yeah, cool.
Perfect.
But like I said, we're in the Powerhouse, which is where Twisted Spoke is located here in Colorado Springs. And so, yeah, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you.
Cool. So before we get into the Twisted Spoke side of things, you wanna tell us about you and. Maybe mention your co-founder and how you guys became a company and all that.
Sure. Yeah. I was working in a bike shop and brewing a beverage called kombucha. It's a fermented tea product. And I started selling it and I wanted to pursue it. So I did. And Wen was my replacement in the bike shop, so I was training him, and we became friends, and he said, dude, you should put CBD in your kombucha. I'm like, I'm sober. is that okay? Is that going to get me stoned? What is that? Yeah. I used to smoke tons of weed, but like, I didn't know anything about CBD. I'm like, what is that going to do? So he gave me the rundown, and I tried it, and yeah, here we are. 5-ish years later, and nice. The company is growing slowly in an interesting environment, but we're here, and it's evolved, and we're excited to talk more about it.
Oh yeah. What kind of got you started as kombucha?
You're just a connoisseur and decided it was too expensive to buy, so you start brewing it yourself.
That's pretty close. Yeah. I couldn't afford it. So I started making it and I had too much and I started giving it to friends and they were like, can I get more? And I'm like, I don't have more. And oh, I'll pay you. And I'm like, okay, I'll make more.
Yeah.
I've been mountain biking for about 25 years. I love mountain biking, but when I was younger, I got pretty hard into drugs and it did not end well and I needed to get sober. So I did, but, I didn't struggle with alcohol.
Yeah.
I chose to stop drinking and I missed it. And somebody turned me on to kombucha and I was like, whoa, this is nice. This is cool. I can enjoy this after a mountain bike ride, after a hike, after a day out in the sun, it hit the spot.
Oh yeah.
But it was a treat. I couldn't afford it. So I started making it.
What, how old were you when you were like hardcore?
Oh man. I didn't actually start using anything until after high school. Okay. So the summer after high school, but it progressed pretty quickly.
Yeah.
You know, Yeah, I don't know how deep I should get into it on the podcast. I mean, I'm down.
Totally
I don't want to scare people off.
As deep as you want to go into it, as deep as you're comfortable with people knowing. We don't have a huge audience, but you know, there'll be a couple people hear this.
It's good to destigmatize and talk about these things, honestly. By the time I was 19, I graduated from cannabis to opiates. And within a few years, I was shooting up. And it got bad. I mean, I'm resourceful, adaptive, and those are great qualities for starting and owning a business, but it makes it hard to get sober when you don't run out of drugs.
Yeah, that's fair.
And I just...
Like you said, you don't... I don't know how deep you want to go into it, but...
Dude, as deep... I get it, it's whatever.
But at what point were you, like, was it... You're like, I need to be, like, done, sober... Like, get it together kind of thing. Like, what?
Is it kind of like family around? Was it, you know, friends, you know, stuff like that?
People falling off around me, friends dying, overdosing, you know, getting incarcerated.
Yeah.
And, I ended up having a little brush with the law when I was around 20. Okay. Started smoking weed at 18 and got caught with a few hundred pounds when I was 20. So it progressed quickly.
Yeah.
That wasn't the sobering moment. That was more like the, oh shit, I got caught. Now what? Let me get my life together, blah, blah, blah. And pretty soon I can get back to it because that's what I wanted to do. I didn't want a 9-to-5. I never wanted a 9-to-5. Right. I wanted to, build a cabin out somewhere and grow weed and live like... however I wanted to, but obviously that's a young person's dream and I don't know that that is sustainable and I'm glad that I didn't continue to pursue it.
Yeah.
But, again, destigmatizing things. I quit using the opiates around April of 2012 and I was still struggling. I didn't have my shit together. I knew I needed to quit the opiates because those were going to kill me, but I was still smoking weed. I was still drinking. And I was helping people source certain kinds of mushrooms. And that's kind of how I was paying my bills.
Yeah, that's right.
And one day I took a bunch of those mushrooms and it helped. It was awesome. I was able to pull my head out of my ass and... I got completely sober within a few days of that, and it's been 12 plus years. So I've had help. I recommend that people get help. Doing it by yourself is very challenging.
There are
a lot of resources out there that cost only your time. So definitely encourage people to utilize those resources. Mm-hmm. But dude, these days, I mean, a mountain bike ride does way more for me than an AA meeting. I'm not against those meetings. They're great. But I don't benefit from them I did early on.
Right. Like you found what works for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm sure Braven can agree with me, like commend you for being able to, realize that it is time to get your shit together. And luckily you found mushrooms and turn it around. And, you're here for us to talk to you today too.
And so. It's just hard. I feel like the reason that it's hard to get sober too is because there's so many things in life you enjoy, whether you're going to a concert or you're going, whatever you're doing, it's difficult to realize that you can have fun and still do those things without the drugs or any kind of substance or anything. So that's a difficult thing to do. And disbanding from all the people in your previous life and just getting your shit straight is tough. But I mean, I get it. It's kind of hard to mountain bike behind bars. So you gotta stay on the straight and narrow.
The up and down bars for sure.
Yeah.
No, I'm picturing that. That
different
classic
kind of bar.
Yeah. Life behind bars, dude's holding the grips.
Right? Yeah. For sure. So after that, as a couple years go by and then you start working at a bike shop and...
Not even a couple of years. I'm from Florida. I've lived in a lot of places, but I went back to Florida to try to get my stuff together. And that's where I did.
Cool.
And I wanted to move to Colorado. I used to live in Flagstaff, Arizona for years. And, we would go to Colorado in the winters because snowball's okay, but just a little bit further away, you get some real legit snowboarding and skiing. And, I've always wanted to come back to Colorado and explore it. And I said, you know, Colorado Springs, I bet they have great skiing. I'm moving there with a backpack. This is going to be...
the Broadmoor closed down a couple years ago, I think, man.
Dive into those chews while we're...
Let's do it.
I mean, you don't even have to cut it out. Just give it
I've already tried the blue raspberry, so I'm going to jump into the watermelon here.
Right on. That's one's favorite, the watermelon. Mine's a strawberry, which Matt has over strawberry. Here. Yeah. Yep.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
I'm sure everybody wants to hear us chewing. No, no,
the ambiance there.
Well, we
how's that for your tinnitus?
Oh, yeah. Right. You know, with noise, it's not so bad. It's when it's quiet that I notice it more.
Right. But, yeah, that's fair. Yeah. So you kind of hit on it. How Twisted Spoke became a thing. How'd you guys like decide on the name?
That is a great question. Well, April-ish of...
Do I eat all of these or just one?
Whatever you want.
Okay.
Yeah, go for it. I mean, that's sugar. You know, I didn't know anything about, you know, hemp and CBD and that kind of market. And to me, I was still learning. I was barely beginning to use CBD myself. And being many years sober, I wanted to be really cautious about it. I'm super sensitive to everything. And, you know, I'm being told, oh, you can't feel CBD. And I'm like, I feel something. I definitely feel something. I'm not stoned. It's not negative. It's not impacting me in a negative way, but I'm pretty sensitive. So anyways, we decided we wanted to make our first product and we had very limited funds. So we went over to a local health food store here and bought 5 gallons of honey. And we didn't exactly have any sort of hemp license yet, but we knew some people and we we bought some CBD distillate and we mixed that with the honey and had some labels made up and we brought that to a hemp show and had no clue what we were doing, but we're like, hey, we can make products. We're, you know, we can totally do this. So yeah. We started making the honey and it was a weird time. I mean, we're talking about April of 2020. So
yeah.
things were happening then.
I was going to say that was like, you know, a couple weeks into
pandemic was yeah, kind a couple of weeks into it.
Great time to start a business.
Oh yeah. I mean, we had been planning, you know, we opened our doors September of 2020. That's when we did the brick and mortar, but you know, we had a basic plan and I was kind of letting Wen steer me in terms of, you know, I don't know what I'm doing. I know how to sell. If you teach me enough and I know enough about this to speak honestly and to have experiences with it that I can share, I can sell that. So, you know, we started selling it. We started making products and we had Twisted Spoke CBD, which was the brand. And of course, you know, because it's not confusing, we opened up a brick and mortar called Twisted Spoke Apothecary. And every once in a while I hear people saying that and I'm like a little bit, you know, it's a little cringe, but mostly because people just never understood the apothecary. You know, we were trying to sell everything from bath bombs and self-care products to, you know, we had boutique bicycle parts and, you know, titanium and carbon fiber and CNC machined and all the stuff that no sane bike shop would carry because the margins are awful and nobody's buying those things. But after a little while, we started to sell them. It was nuts. And we slowly built the products, but I'm kind of trailing off. Going back to your question.
No, you're good. No, you're
right? Yeah, we went to the store and bought this honey, and we're sitting in the parking lot, and it's classic, simple enough. He's like, what do you want to call it? What do you want to call it? And I'm like, Twisted Spoke. And he's like, no, that's so dumb. No one's going to get that. And I'm like, they don't need to get it. You know, you're a bike nerd. I'm a bike nerd. You know, when you're lacing up a wheel, you can take the spokes and twist them around each other. It looks really cool and it rides like garbage. Like they are very challenging to nail a Twisted Spoke wheel build. But I wanted to create an aesthetic. I wanted something that could stick, you know, something that would stick in your brain, and it had to be relatively simple. And, yeah, we did our own original graphics and they were awful. But we didn't have a budget. And, yeah, it's been fun to progress, to learn about packaging, design, sourcing, compliance. Yes, our products are compliant. We get them tested and everything.
Nice.
But yeah.
Well, I mean, the name stuck well enough. I came across you first down in Sedona at the Sedona Mountain Bike Fest, and that's when I first tried your guys' CBD gummies. Loved them there. I was even telling Matt, like, I feel really good right now. I feel like I have energy. I feel relaxed. I feel calm. You know, and there's just chaos around. It's people everywhere. It's raining. It's snowing. It's just a shit show down there. And, you know, we're still having a great time. And come back up here and find them all over in the shops. And you're like, you're at a bike shop. And you look over and you see Twisted Spoke. And you're like, hell yeah. So the name definitely stuck with me. And I remembered you guys. So I think you hit the nail on the head.
Yeah. You know, if you see me, I've got big old holes in my ears. And I got a mohawk. And, you know, I'm not trying to fit in. And I wanted a name that didn't feel like it would fit in. And it's kind of a little bit of a play on, like, let's lean into this. This is cannabis. This is twisted a little bit, you know? Like, why not?
Yeah. Well, for Twisted Spoke's not riding very well. The name is kind of contrary to how good the product is, because the product's really great. So I can speak from experiences buying them just out of pocket, you know? We've got some free ones in front of us. These watermelons are incredible. But, I mean, just going out and buying some, they're great. And I'll keep buying them, too.
Support local bike shops. That's a big part of our story. For sure. You know, we're available all over the United States. In your local bike shop, they can get it. Support your shop.
I feel like, too, like you told me literally the other day, that you, like, it's one of the first, like, energy chews that you've actually, you actually, like, felt energized, not just like,
it's because we work together, you know. And the day after, I was riding over in Cheyenne Canyon and Captain Jack's, all that stuff, you know where all that is. So, but you know, I'm riding over there and I'm getting ready to go up high drive, and I'm sitting there and I'm like, dude, I need some energy, I need something, I'm feeling like garbage right now. Down a pack of those, and I was just plugging through that climb, easy peasy. And, you know, I've tried like the Honey Stingers. I've tried some other CBD products, you know, just energy chews out the wazoo, being a backpacker, mountain biker, you know, everything. And I was telling him, like, these are the only things that I found that actually give me the energy, make me feel good, just all the above. And so, like, it's a testament when somebody's tried a whole bunch of different things and they don't work. And then you grab a pack of these and you're like, oh, yeah, this is what I'm going to stick with forever now.
So I need to give Wen some credit here, because the energy chews were completely his idea.
Nice job, Wen.
Good job, Wen.
Well, you know, he's the guy that's trying to save watts and save energy and, you know, like, performance. And I'm, you know, I don't shave my legs. I ride a single speed mountain bike, and I like that. But,
Once again, being weird, man.
Yeah, man, I don't know. But, you know, in terms of the energy chews, there's a lot of science behind performance nutrition. And when you're using different sources of carbohydrates, right, this is me being a salesperson, but when you're using different sources of carbohydrates in an optimized ratio, the idea is that you get that quick energy that you can actually absorb and utilize everything that you're eating, that you're not upsetting your stomach, and, you know, that you can really stack it. You know, you have athletes that can consume and actually utilize 100 grams of carbohydrates an hour. They're not going to do that with a single source of one carbohydrate. I mean, oatmeal is not going to do that, but when you do optimize the ratios of those sugars and you use ingredients like pectin and sodium bicarb, we can help improve absorption, reduce GI distress. And it's a pretty technical product. It doesn't seem like it would be, but, you know, and there's a lot of great competition for this product in terms of people making products that work, but there's a lot of products out there that just, they're not as well thought out.
Well, and I think you hit the nail on the head with the whole idea of, like, upsetting your stomach. Like, GI issues is always my, like, the bane of my existence when I'm backpacking. I'm shitting my brains out, man. Like, I don't want to do that. I want that immediate energy, 5 to 10 minutes after eating these, and I'm feeling it. And so, and I'm not shitting my brains out. And when you're out in the middle of the woods, that's the last thing you want to be doing. So, you know, and you mentioned stacking it. You're stacking different ingredients, or you're stacking different types of products here. Is that what?
Like, so what we're doing is we're giving you glucose and fructose, two different sugars in a 60-40 ratio. Some companies do 55-45, or, you know, that's kind of the magic number there. But credit to Morton Nutrition. They make incredible products, and we aspired to make something that could stack up to them, and we're happy with it. You know, but there's all sorts of other companies out there doing a great job. You know, if you look at the ratios and the sugars being used in some of the, you know, Scratch Labs chews or Flow Formulas chews, as we were talking about, and a few other that are pretty common in the cycling space, there are good options. You know, but our goal was to give you an energy product that had CBD in it too. That's where people get confused. They're like, CBD, doesn't that make me tired? And I mean, I don't think CBD makes most people tired, but you know, the idea is that I'm giving you a gummy that's going to give you energy in terms of carbohydrates, fuel, and the CBD is going to add up. You eat two or three packages of that during your ride, it's like taking sunscreen for your inflammation, right? You're preventing what could otherwise stack up and be a little bit more problematic. Same thing with the caffeine. We have a caffeine version. It's not a caffeine gummy. It's a gummy that has caffeine in it. These are gummies with CBD in them. We have CBD gummies. They're little tiny suckers and they're full of CBD. And that is a CBD gummy, but these are energy chews.
I feel like too, like what you mentioned about, you're like, doesn't CBD make you tired? Mm-hmm. Like it's kind of that like stereotype of, well, CBD is like kind of like THC or marijuana, for like obviously people that don't know the difference. And I think that's where like that perception, I'm sure, like comes from of, oh, I'm just gonna want to lay on the couch and fucking eat all the nachos in the
in the
kitchen.
That's just like a guy from out. I came from Indiana, and when CBD started becoming really popular, what, like 5 to 10 years ago, really. And we're in Indiana, and you start seeing like the pot leaf looking thing. Mm-hmm. And you see the CBD shops popping up on the corner. All of us were in like college. We're like, hell yeah. It's legal weed now. Like it's free game, you know? And you know, that's just not the case. So yeah,
it's more like diet weed.
Diet weed.
Diet weed.
But no, I mean, the misinformation out there is something that we as a company struggle with. Education is challenging. We can't make medical claims. I mean, I know a decent amount about this plant and these chemicals, but I'm not allowed to make a medical claim. I can tell you anecdotally, I can tell you what I've experienced, and that's usually my go-to. Oh, when I use it, I get this. Yes, some people, very small percentage of the population, will tell me that they get tired when they take CBD, but most people don't. You know, I was at an event this weekend at a bike shop, and these kids are pointing at the table and, hey dad, what's that? And you know, dad's like, oh, that's marijuana, that's for adults. And I don't know, I mean I'm just always so tempted to correct people, and you know, it wouldn't play out well, but it's like, yeah dude, this is marijuana in your chamois cream. Like, no, these are products in a bike shop. These are designed to improve the quality of your ride, not get you to the point where you're going to be compromising your, you know, motor control, or where you might hurt yourself. Like, that's not the goal of any of this. Like, none of our products are to get you stoned. Anyways, Gabe's on one.
No, it makes sense. And, you know, coming from that first person perspective of how it impacts you, like, that speaks volumes, more than you put a banner out in front of somebody or you putting, you know, a little info card. Like, people are going to, you know, they look at you and they look what you're doing, and you know, you're living a happy, healthy life here, and you're supplementing that with CBD and all those wonderful things that are improving your athletic ability. And I know you didn't want to jump into like the professional athlete side of anything, or, you know,
I mean, just, we can.
No, but it's more like the average Joe. Like, yeah, this can benefit anybody, you know. Yeah. I don't know about kids or anything.
That's a tricky conversation. We generally refer people to pediatric specialists, you know, MD, PhDs, people that live this and also, you know, have the credentials to speak about it more openly. You know, we are a resource. We tell the employees at bike shops, grocery stores, firstly, they don't have the time to do deep dives with people. They're just trying to help someone get what's going to benefit them and then move on to the next person so they can help them. And, you know, I've worked in bike shops for years, and the goal is, you know, of course it's nice to be friendly, but you're not trying to spend your entire shift with one customer. Like, move on to the next. You know, so when someone has a deep question or something that an employee is not comfortable with, we encourage them to send them to us. dude, I'll talk for 3 hours and sell someone a $30 pet tincture and they'll buy it at a different store. They won't even buy it straight from me. But, you know, you don't buy goodwill, you build it, is one of the mantras I try to live my life by. And we need to be that resource, you know, with any good quality product you find in your bike shop. That's going to be backed up by hopefully that manufacturer who's going to explain to you the nuance, the mechanics, and why that product might be special or benefit you. And, you know, a lot of people walk into a bike shop and they're like, oh, well, will you price match the internet and this, that, and the other? And it's like, come on, people, like, I wish people had an understanding. Yeah, it's local, but you're also getting these people's expertise. It's like, yeah, that mechanic worked on your car for 15 minutes and fixed the problem, but it took them 18 years to understand how to do that, and thousands of dollars of specialized tools. And, you know, so supporting local, it's not just about saying it. You know, you're getting something, and then you're supporting people that might be getting livable wages and healthcare, and then they're hopefully spending the money in that same community, and then we see everybody gets a piece.
Right? Yeah. So I got a question here. Sure. You alluded to the fact that CBD is going to help with inflammation, especially mm-hmm. on your ride, yeah. recovery, all those great things. What are some other benefits that people can expect when they're using CBD?
Well, it's going to depend on what they're trying to achieve, first of all. You know, dosing is, again, we start getting medical, and it's like, what can I say? What can I not say? Mm-hmm. I can tell you that the minimum effective dose that anybody should be taking of CBD is going to be at least 25 milligrams, if not 50 milligrams for a better result. And when we started this company, most recommended serving sizes were about 10 milligrams of CBD. And we had to fight that because people are like, oh, I tried CBD. It did nothing.
Yeah,
I took it and it's too
perceptual.
Yeah. But when someone's taking a larger amount, at least at what we would consider a minimum effective dose, you know, again, this is a mindful self-care. This is a tool in the box. This is like stretching regularly, mm-hmm. staying hydrated, staying ahead of your nutrition and not bonking. You know, when I take CBD regularly, what I notice is that I don't feel as beat up from the physical and emotional stresses of my day. That's what I'm noticing. You know, 25 milligrams is what I personally took this morning, and I didn't need more. It's not a crazy day. Now, if I'm going mountain biking, if I'm doing the Pikes Peak Plummet, shit, I'll take 100 milligrams before my ride. Right at the top there, I'll take another 50 milligrams. I'll be eating the energy chews. By the end of the ride, I'm 300 milligrams deep. And that's more of what I would think of as an athletic dose as opposed to a supplemental dose.
Gotcha.
But, you know, I'm riding down the side of a mountain. I'm going to be pushing it really hard. Right. I'm pushing my body hard. It's not a day in the office where 25 milligrams is enough. It's a day in the field where, you know,
you're hucking it off some rocks. And
yeah. So take a bigger dose for a bigger push, but on the daily, 25, 50 milligrams for most people, you'll notice a difference. It's not something that needs to accumulate either. It's something that you can take situationally.
I mean, they're delicious. So.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend taking the energy chews as a daily source of CBD. I mean, you can, but just make sure you're active because it's high carb. I mean, it's not meant to be a healthy snack. It's meant to be fuel. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm 3 in, so I'll stop.
Well, I'm going to go right after.
I'm not trying to make you feel guilty. You know, you can eat them.
No, you're good. Well.
What other products would you want to
That's what I was going to ask. Yeah. Like, we've got a whole bunch of things laid out on the table here. Some tinctures, some gummies.
Yeah. I mean, we offer a whole bunch of different options for people. And the tinctures, the oil-based tinctures are my favorite. You know, it's the most concentrated, it's the cheapest product for us to make, which means that we're giving you the most for your money spent, right? You know, making gummies, yeah, gummies are nice, but they cost way more to make per dose. So when you're taking an oil, you can not only get a cheaper dose, you can fine tune your dose, you can adjust it depending on what you need. And they can be a little bit intimidating. It's like, really, I'm supposed to take this drop of oil. What do? Do I mix it in my drink? You know, I personally just swallow it.
Under the tongue, maybe?
You can. Some people say that they notice a faster onset under the tongue. There's also reasons to believe that you're going to get a better effect through the stomach than under the tongue, because the processing of this product through your stomach to get it into your blood is going to do some conversions. I can get techie, but short story long, I mean, I've been using the product. I've tried holding it under my tongue. I've tried swallowing it, and I don't notice a substantial difference. So whatever works best for you, enjoy.
Very cool.
Yeah, we do CBD. We do some specialty cannabinoids like CBG, which is really interesting. We call that our enhanced support. You know, being vague about what things do because we can't make claims, yeah. But,
fair.
You know, I started taking CBG by itself because I was curious, you know, how do I know how any of these work? How can I sell them? I've used them all. I've tried them and I know what they can do for me. And I took CBG for about 2 months and I didn't notice anything. So I was like, I don't want this. I went back to CBD.
What's the difference?
Yeah. So there's
like
over
a different strain.
So these are, we call these chemicals, cannabinoids.
Okay.
CBD is cannabidiol.
Okay.
CBG. No one knows how to really pronounce this. cannabigerol or gerol. I don't know if it's a hard or soft G, but CBG is the first cannabinoid that the hemp plant is making in any substantial quantity. CBG will then become either CBD or THC. It's kind of like the root of both of those.
Gotcha. Okay.
You know,
science.
I know, right? there's more to it. We're skimming the surface, but CBG for me by itself, I didn't really notice anything. So I went back to CBD, and after a few years, I kept getting feedback from people about how CBG improves their experience with CBD, and I'm like, really? I didn't notice anything from it. So I took it with CBD, and I'm like, oh wow. Okay, cool. Yeah, that definitely enhances what I'm noticing. And I should qualify this with CBD, we offer it in two forms. We have an isolate CBD, that's pure CBD, just CBD. And then we have full spectrum. Now, full spectrum has the same amount of CBD per serving, but everything else from the plant, including THC. And with me being sober for so many years, I found that I'm very, very sensitive to THC. Like, very small amounts I can feel when most people wouldn't even notice them.
Gotcha.
And I'm not trying to experience that during the day when I have to be motivated and effective and help run a company.
Come do podcasts.
Yeah. So I take the isolate CBD and the CBG together, and that's my morning dose. I love that. You know, in the evening, I can take a little bit of full spectrum. I'm not getting stoned, but I'm getting relaxed, and I don't need to be motivated when I'm sitting on the couch and, you know, listening to music or whatever. You know, but CBG does have some other interesting benefits that we've seen. You know, when we first started doing this, CBG was expensive. And the reason we got into it is Wen's daughter, Micah, has this really rare disorder with her eyes where pressure builds up and causes temporary blindness. And for a kid, for anyone, that's horrible, but for a kid especially. Right. I mean, dude, I remember going over and she would have a quote bad eye and she would be listening to a movie for the third time in a row because she can't see it.
Oh, wow.
Right?
That's crazy.
And for a kid that doesn't understand what's going on and feels like this is never going to happen.
I'll give her some credit. She's pretty intelligent. I
mean, she's with it.
She caught that pretty quick.
But yeah.
She's a tough kid. So we started making CBG because at the time it was being studied especially as something that could reduce intraocular pressure. So what that means in normal speak is it's going to help.
Yeah.
And it did. It was nuts. It would reduce the severity of the episodes and increase the time in between. You know, my dad has glaucoma, so I started sending it to him. And we started seeing real benefits with that in our personal lives.
That's cool.
And then we had this guy, Taylor M, remember him, very early customer. And he came to our shop and he was like, I heard you have CBG. And we're like, oh yeah. And he's like, dude, I have Crohn's. And I heard that CBG can help with Crohn's. And I'm like, well, I don't know. I haven't read anything about that. I mean, maybe you can try it.
Here you go. Let us know.
And the stuff was expensive at the time. And we're like, well, this guy's not using it for anything other than to try to alleviate serious discomfort.
Right.
So we started hooking him up and we started seeing, getting online, getting on Reddit. And it's like, CBG seems to be helping people with Crohn's. What's up with that? There's no research on it. There's no studies. There's nothing we could find. But it's gotten to the point where I believe it so much, and I'm so comfortable talking about it that here we are on a podcast talking about it. You know, I'm not saying that we'll 100% help someone with Crohn's, but the rates of success we've seen are pretty high. You know, autoimmune issues, GI issues, we've seen some very interesting results. I'd say those aren't as, you know, successful as someone who's like, yeah, I have Crohn's diagnosis. And, you know, I've had people tell me that it has helped them when nothing else has helped with their pain. You know, but again, pain is a broad term, knowing what's causing it, the root cause of it, and that we're all individuals and we all react to these chemicals not exactly in the same way is kind of an important consideration. But a big part of CBD and what it's going to do, I talk about what it does for me. For you, you need to experiment.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, keep some notes, try it, play with the doses. My memory is awful. So, you know, keep a little journal of what you've taken, how often, what you're noticing. And that's where you come back to us and troubleshoot. You know, people want sleep. And a lot of people take CBD because it can help them with their physical discomfort or racing thoughts. It can help them lay down and fall asleep. Now, a lot of people have no trouble falling asleep. They have trouble staying asleep. And I personally don't believe that CBD helps substantially with improving the quality of your sleep. I think it helps marginally, but we have another product that was really interesting. And just like with CBG, we didn't know about it. We didn't really know much of anything, but people were talking about it and getting excited. Have you heard about CBN? CBN this, CBN that. And I'm like, how much is it? Holy, why is it so much money? Why is it so much? Oh my God, it's so much money. But, you know, we were excited to play with it. We were the first in the cycling space to offer a CBN product before Floyd's of Leadville, before anybody else. And it was because of the stoke, right? Like, we're stoked on cannabis, you know. Maybe we need to like do a little Stewards of Stoke Cannabis shirt, yeah, or something.
Ooh, I don't know. That sounds good.
But we were seeing really good results with it. We were learning about it. You know, I bought a sleep tracker, started tracking my sleep so that I can actually quantify whether or not I'm seeing improvements, and I see them. Yeah. When I take CBN, I see more deep sleep, more REM sleep. I see a metric called heart rate variability, which is something that I track, and that can be a good metric for understanding your recovery from stress. And I see improvements in that score when I take CBN. You know, I don't take CBN every night. I don't have trouble sleeping. I sleep great for the most part, but when I'm in Sedona and I'm not sleeping in my own bed, and you know, I mean, this is the first year I didn't camp. I actually got an Airbnb.
Good year for it.
Yeah, all right, dude, we camped in the snow. I mean, we've roughed it, but you know, when I'm sleeping on a mat, dude, CBN is where it's at.
Need something to get you to sleep there.
Yeah.
I think the cool thing too is, you know, you've had your run-ins with some harder things in your past, and sounds like you're a guy that's coming from baseline. You know, if you're going to notice the effects of this, you're a guy that's starting out, you know, you're not taking a bunch of different things. You're not drinking alcohol. You're not doing all these other things that are impacting your sleep. You can truly start at that baseline, take something like CBG, CBN, CBD, and notice the effects and see how it's actually improving your body and improving your sleep and all these other things. You know, a lot of other people, you're gonna be like, oh, it doesn't work. Well, that's because you're drinking a six pack every night, you know, before you go to bed. And it's like, you're not gonna feel the effects if you're not at baseline first, I feel like, you know? Yes. And maybe that's wrong. I don't know. I just think you're gonna perceive the effects a lot better when you're starting at baseline the way you are.
He's calling me a cheap date.
Yeah, there you go.
I agree. And then some people just innately have higher tolerances. You know,
that's true.
You can have somebody who it's like, wait, you've taken how much and you've noticed nothing? And I'll encourage people to take more. And you know, we've always done an unconditional money-back guarantee. I don't want someone to feel embarrassed or to have to explain themselves. If they weren't stoked on it, we give them a refund. And it's simple as that. Our retailers do the same thing. They know we take care of them on the back end. You know, setting reasonable expectations is challenging, and getting people to try to use the products effectively is challenging. When you have someone that walks into a retailer and says, what do you have for sleep? And the salesperson's like, oh yeah, you know, like my partner uses this CBN and it works for them. And, you know, you should try this. And they're like, well, nothing works for me. And they buy that CBN, and then somebody comes in that same day and buys some CBN, and they're all excited for it. And they'll both come back. And one of them will be like, yeah, I told you it wouldn't work for me. I want a refund. And the other person will come in and say, oh, I really wish this stuff would work because I just want to sleep. That's all I friggin' want. I want to sleep. And then they'll call me and I'll say, oh, how much did you take? Okay, take more. Okay.
You're not going to overdose on it.
What do you, what do you mean take more?
Yeah, take a little bit more. Or people will call and say, hey, I took a dose and I woke up feeling like groggy and tired. I'm like, great, take less. Yeah. You know, everyone's a little bit different. But when you have someone that's willing to try a product and to experiment with it and see if it genuinely works for them, it's always way more refreshing because they're just really looking for the solution. They're not confirming their bias that nothing works for them. They're right. saying, well, I'm open to this. This could work. And in 5 years of selling these products, there's one individual that I've ever worked with that I genuinely believe CBN did not work for her. I mean, we tried everything and she was such a good sport. I mean, she was like, oh, you know, I don't even want a refund. I'll give it to my friend over here. And I'm like, well, let me give you something else, some pet product, something. Yeah. And I mean, there was one that I personally encountered, and I'm sure there's more out there, and not everything works for everybody, but we've seen some really good results with these products.
Very cool. Very cool. Lots of information. There's, like you said, you're scratching the surface of it all, and there's so yeah. much more behind
it. I was going to say, I feel like we could talk for like 4 or 5 episodes just on.
Oh, easily.
Oh, yeah. We did a Bike Rumor podcast a few years ago with Tyler over there, and it was incredible. And he's like signaling us on the screen. We did it over video. He's like, guys, we got like 2 minutes left. And I'm like, I mean, we ended up talking for like an hour and a half, and yeah. I feel like we could have gone on for days.
Oh, yeah.
You know, yeah, I mean, and we really are stoked on these products and the science and learning. And mm-hmm. I mean, just, I learn stuff all the time. I'm always experimenting with different cannabinoids. You know, CBC, right? We're putting CBC, cannabichromine, in our extra strength CBD as one of those enhanced supports like CBG. And, you know, again, I'm sober. I wanted to take CBC and you know, Braven, like you said, check my baseline's low. Like, okay, let's take nothing. So no CBD for like 2 or 3 days. I took 50 milligrams of CBC. Now, all of the data out there says that it's not intoxicating. Psychoactive, we can get into the scientific term. I mean, technically, isolate CBD is psychoactive, but it's not intoxicating. Now, CBC is not supposed to be intoxicating, and I'm sitting there, I'm checking my emails, and I'm just like, woo, what's going on? Why do I feel this way? This is not where I want to be. I need to be productive.
Yeah.
And I got stoned on CBC. And, you know, Wen's dad is a professor and he's written books on cannabis. And I mean, the guy's freaking brilliant and he knows all the people. So I started shopping this around and I'm like, guys, what's the theory? Why did I get high? This is not supposed to get people high. People are not getting high on this. Well, CBG and CBC are being studied for their potential for helping your body release natural cannabinoids. So we're taking these cannabinoids, we're plugging into a system that's already there, right? It's
that's wild.
Yeah. So you have a cannabinoid in your body that is just like THC. Mm-hmm. I mean, it has a much shorter half-life, so it's more like, oh shit, a bear, what do I do? Like fight or flight, deal with it. It helps in that stress response, and then it dissipates very quickly. THC stays around for a little bit longer, but it's a very similar effect. So our thought is, you know, all the people I talked to, it stimulated my body to release that natural THC or something like it.
Right.
You know, and that's, I was crazy, feeling it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm so sensitive, I don't use our extra strength product. I don't find the need to. Again, that goes back to that experimentation. Do what's right for you. You know, someone could be half your size and take 10 times as much as you to get the same effect. And I mean, that's good for you as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
Now, so with the CBC, if you took that and it releases that natural THC in your body, would that show up on a drug test then? Or
like, no.
No?
No, I don't believe so. Okay. And I don't know that it would necessarily be the same experience for everybody. I don't want to scare people into thinking CBC is...
Anecdotal again.
Yeah.
Personal experiences.
Yeah. But, you know, you want to talk about drug testing. I mean, there's people listening to this that probably should know. We're in Colorado Springs. There's a big military presence here. Mm-hmm. If you're active duty, don't take CBD, even without THC. I sell luxuries. I'm not trying to jeopardize people's careers. Currently, the best understanding we have is that you just should not take it at all. you know, in terms of a drug test, so we talked about how CBG is like that parent. It becomes THC or CBD. Mm-hmm. THC becomes CBN. That's next in the THC life cycle. So when we talk about this one that we use for nightly support and to improve the quality of sleep, you know, that is essentially an oxidized form of THC, tetrahydrocannabinol, cannabinol. I mean, they both have the word cannabinol in them.
Yeah.
So when we first started making CBN products, we had an athlete and she was interested in using CBN, but we were only offering it with THC. You know, our thought is if I can give you CBD, that's a vegetable. If I can give you full spectrum CBD, that's a salad. If they're going to cost you the same, you should have the salad, unless right. you're someone like me who's hypersensitive, and then you have to figure out what works best for you and when to use it. This athlete has never used THC, and she was super afraid of any THC being in her system and just didn't want it. And we made her an isolate form of the CBN and tested it, and it was great. And there's no THC in it, but CBN's an oxidized form of THC. And when you test for drugs, you don't always test for that drug. Sometimes you test for what it turns into because your body's processing it. Yeah. So it creates what we refer to as a false positive, which is why you'll notice on our website, we no longer sell that product. We explained it to people and they would continue to take it and be like, wait, I don't understand. This has no THC in it.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you know, unfortunately we can't expect people to read the fine print. And, so we just don't offer that. But on the flip side, we had an athlete who is a star track cyclist and he was, you know, competing in track worlds, you know, like on a velodrome, those indoor wood tracks. And, he's been using the CBN for years and he was super nervous the night before his competition and he flipped the bottle back to take a swig and drank like a third of a bottle, like way too much. Too much THC, too much CBN, way too much. And he went to sleep and woke up the next day and he was freaking out. He calls and he's like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? How do I explain this to them?
Monkey piss.
Well, I don't encourage that.
I'm kidding.
Don't listen to me, guys.
You know, when you look at drug testing, there's employment drug testing and there's mm-hmm. athletic drug testing. You have WADA and USADA, you know, the anti-doping. Oh, yeah. And the rules for WADA and USADA are simple. You're allowed to use CBD in competition. You're allowed to use THC outside of competition. What that means is the night before a competition, you can smoke a bowl. And you can go and compete the next day and you're fine because they're testing at a much higher threshold. This guy took a whole bunch of medals. He took a whole bunch of piss tests. He got tested 6 times in 5 days and he passed every single one of them for their threshold. Athletic.
Gotcha. Oh, okay.
For that employment, makes, yeah. It's like yes or no. Like, is this in right. your system?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when we have, you know, medical professionals and, you know, people that we just don't want to jeopardize their career, we're like, right. you know, better safe than sorry. You know, there's a third type of CBD. We talked about isolate. We talked about full spectrum. There's another one that we don't sell called broad spectrum. And we don't sell it for a very specific reason. Broad spectrum is that whole plant extract with the THC pulled out of it. But because of allowances in testing and, you know, you can have certain margins of error. You can have something that tests as 0% THC and it can be 3-5% THC. And the process of making broad spectrum is playing with fire. It's a great product. We use it in our pet tincture. We use it in our extra strength tincture as an ingredient to give you all those trace parts of the plant that we want and reduce the THC. We don't want pets getting stoned. And in our extra strength CBD, we don't want there to be too much THC. So that's one of the ingredients. You know, we could just beef it up with isolate CBD and get you that same milligram on the bottle. But if I can improve the product with all those trace other parts of the plant, great. But in terms of broad spectrum and drug testing, stay away from it, is my recommendation.
Heard loud and clear on that one. Yeah. Stay away from the full spectrum.
Isolate CBD products tested by a third party. Yeah. You're probably fine. With our products,
testing. It says no THC right on it. Yep. So, you know, yeah. You're good to go.
Yeah, we do use the terminology no detectable THC.
Right.
But that being said, we are testing into the parts per million, and testing is getting better. And some companies are actually offering tests in parts per billion. in parts per million, you're fine.
Yeah. I feel like the parts per million would definitely cover you.
Yeah.
I think so.
You're fine.
Yeah. We'll be all right.
I mean, it's impossible to remove every bit, but all points practical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair. So you kind of touched on it, Braven. I want to get into, do you have like inspiration for the labeling, or it just kind of like, these are cool?
We have a really amazing graphic designer. So when we first started, we did the design work in-house, and it was okay. It was passable.
passable.
But one of the things we did early on in the company, Wen said, dude, we need to hire somebody for graphic design. I'm like, dude, we can't even feed ourselves. How are we going to pay? You know how much graphic design costs? We spent probably about $8,000 when we couldn't afford to work with someone to create branding.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just like, oh, make a cool picture. It was like, okay, well, here's your color palette. Yeah. We're going to work with, you know, soft touch matte finishes and complement that with metallics for something that feels a little bit elevated and elegant and something that is just, it's fun to hold and fidget with. And
I definitely feel like it was worth the money was definitely well spent.
Oh, we spent a lot more since then. Our designer is she's wonderful, and she's again worth every penny. But we've been with the same designer for years, and I talked to her a few hours ago. We're still working actively on new projects.
Okay.
We have some cool new products coming out this summer. We can't do it without her. We can't be experts at everything. So you just have to really find people you can rely on. Help.
I feel like too, like with all your the branding and stuff like that, like I walked into Epic the other day.
Sure.
And like instantly it's Twisted Spoke. Like when you see it like on the other side of the shop, and I think you guys do a really good job with that for sure.
It's been fun. I get to learn throughout the process too. So our designer, her name is Jen, and she and I will sit down and we'll brainstorm, and I'll kind of tell her what I'm envisioning, and then she'll come back with a few options and we'll fine tune it. But I mean, the stuff you get to learn doing this is nuts. Everything from, you know, vector, you know, AI, PNG files, and layering things so that you can have really cool effects, and understanding packaging. People are like, you know, losing interest at this point, but I really get excited over what we can do with packaging, and we try to be really cognizant of our packaging. You know, our plastics are domestically sourced, and we try to minimize and use smaller amounts of plastic whenever available. We have some new packaging coming out that's all post-consumer recycled materials. Where we source things. We're a Colorado proud company. That means we're using Colorado hemp, Colorado labor. I mean, we don't make things in house anymore. We've fortunately been able to grow large enough that we can hire people to make things for us, but they're still made to our standards, and they're all made in Colorado, either here in Colorado Springs or in the Denver area. And we've got some new products that will be made in Fredericksburg. It's kind of like Denver Boulder area. I'm not good with geography. So
like northwest Denver-ish.
It's north of here, that's for sure.
It's a nice thing about being in southern Colorado is everything's north or west.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah.
But keeping it local, it's nice because it also helps us stay on top of quality. If there's an issue, I get in the car and I just drive there.
Yeah.
Hash it out, figure it out. It reduces our carbon footprint by keeping things closer and, supporting local retailers. Let's go back to that. Helps reduce the carbon footprint a little bit because they can buy in bulk packaging. And, shipping a case or a pallet of something somewhere and then them unloading it and, you being able to buy that along with everything else you're getting there versus you getting 26 boxes of your weekly orders. I can't quantify that, but I believe that it's probably better to just, if you can, buy things locally.
Yeah, for sure.
I was just going to ask, what's your go-to? What are you using? Daily, nightly?
Sure. Good question.
Anecdotally.
I use our isolate CBD and our isolate CBG tinctures every morning. And with that, I'm taking one of our daily cordyceps. We haven't talked about that. The cordyceps mushrooms are a product that is designed to give you energy, endurance. You know, we talk about VO2 max, which is a fun term for essentially your endurance. You know, I take those daily, and CBD you can take situationally. The cordyceps, you're going to want to stay on them every day for the best effects. They work in a completely different way. You know, where CBD is kind of stimulating a system for a desired outcome, cordyceps, it's more like taking protein or BCAAs. It's a building block. You know, we give you a measured dose of something called cordycepin. Your body will convert that into ADP and ATP in your cells, and that is cellular energy. So we're improving your reserves of that by taking this product daily. So I take that, and then towards the evening, I'll either take a little bit more isolate CBD, maybe another 25 milligrams. I might eat one of our full spectrum gummies, which is 25 milligrams of CBD and about 1 milligram of THC. You know, two is too much for me personally, but one is great. And that's it on a daily basis. You know, other things we haven't really talked about, which your listeners may enjoy. CBD for me helps quiet racing thoughts and helps me kind of stay a little bit more, you know, in the present, in what I'm doing. And in mountain biking, I love it. Yeah. When I take a large dose of CBD, dude, I'm just flowing. I am trusting myself. When I'm taking 200 milligrams of CBD, I'm rolling into things. I'm dropping off of things. I am just not overthinking, which I tend to do. I'm flowing. So, you know, daily I'm taking small amounts. When I'm out on the mountain bike, I'm taking large amounts, and then CBN here and there. We make topicals. I don't use too much of the cream or the gel, the recovery cream. The chamois cream I like a lot. It's an anti-chafing cream for saddle comfort. And we put CBD and CBG in that, and that's going to help improve blood flow. And we've had some really good results with people that tend to go numb, with it helping with that. Fit. Make sure your saddle is adjusted properly, your bike fits properly to you. But when all of those things are dialed and you're still having numbness, it's great. The chamois cream, again, most of the products, that's Wen is coming up with all this stuff. He's the one that's like, this is the science. This is how we can apply it. This is how we can optimize it. Now you sell it.
he's learned from his dad, it sounds like. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, but I'll give him credit. I mean, he's come up with most of everything. Not everything, but yeah.
Yeah, but you need both sides of that. You need the creativity side. You need the guy that's going to be able to put it into action. You know, it's got to be an actionable thing. But, you know, we were just talking about collaboration a lot. Like this building, you have so many cool companies in here. And it sounds like you guys get to bounce some ideas around, share some different things, and you know, having different perspective is only going to make things better.
Yeah, and again, going back to that chamois cream, the CBG has one other interesting characteristic that we haven't talked about. It's very strongly antimicrobial, and working in the cycling space for a long time, people don't want to talk about, you know, quote, soft tissue discomfort. Right? Boils, sores, you know, ingrown hairs. I hope everyone listening to this is eating something right now.
That's awesome.
Low hanging fruit. I can't help it. But, you know, we've seen some really ridiculously good results with saddle sores. We have professional athletes that can't train because it's too uncomfortable. Yeah. And they'll use the product to be like, what is in this? Holy crap. Like I'm not only back in the saddle, but the sores are gone. Yeah. So for people that are prone to saddle sores, for people that are treating an existing one that might be situational, it's a very, very good product. You know, in terms of the creams, you're trying to treat a local area, right? Like, oh, I have shoulder pain, so I'm going to rub cream on it. Yeah, that makes sense. But if you're trying to use it as a preventative tool, I like the oil. I like, you know, have some of the energy chews with some CBD in them during your ride. But, you know, topicals are tough. Your skin's a barrier, right? We can't give you, you know, I talked about returns. CBN gets returned here and there. our recovery cream. But this didn't fix my rheumatoid arthritis. And I'm like, well, who told you it would? Like, that's not what this product is. This is...
You need more help than...
No, this is a tool.
Yeah.
You know, people get enough benefit out of it that they continue to use it and tell their friends about it. And it's grown quite a bit. You know, I mean, our best-selling products, full spectrum CBD, followed by CBN, followed by recovery cream. I mean, we sell a lot of that recovery cream. More than the chamois cream and our cooling gel product combined. It's a great product, and a lot of people use it as an aftercare product. And yeah, I mean, if I bang my knee into the top tube of my bicycle, absolutely. I remember the first time I used the recovery cream on my knee for that. I'm like, oh shit, this thing's going to turn purple. You know, I get home, I take a hot shower, I take some time and I put the recovery cream on my knee. There was one spot of bruising where I didn't apply the cream and rub it in. And it was crazy. Like this little tiny spot. Yeah. I'm like, that, I don't know. I don't sell anything I don't believe in. And I'm a skeptic. So it's taken a while to have this many products come out because I'm like, no, that's not going to do that. Yeah. But shit, sometimes it does.
I mean, too, like, obviously, like everything you've just said, like, it's not like you're just selling the product because it's your livelihood and you take it daily. Yeah. You're using it whenever like you need it for that purpose. Like you can obviously attest to it when you're trying to sell it to people. And, I don't think there's like, to me, like if I was talking to you at like a festival or something like that, and you're giving me all of these examples of, like you using it and what it's for and in your daily regimen, like I'm going to buy that product, like, because I'm talking to the dude, one that like has all in on it, but also like you're telling me
all the benefits, yeah, everything it's going to do for you.
Yeah. And I also encourage people, start small, right? One change at a time. If you start taking CBD and CBN and cordyceps, how are you going to know what's doing what?
Right.
You know, get an understanding of each product. You're going
to have to like backtrack to figure out what, yeah.
I mean, or just, you know, take me at my word and use it all and be happy. But I encourage people to question things and, you know, to be skeptical, because there's too many people out there that are just trying to take advantage.
Mm-hmm. Snake oil.
Yeah.
This is not snake oil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So talk about going numb. Just like.
Yeah. No, this is organic snake oil.
Yeah, there you go.
Actually, our hemp is not organic, but that helps keep the cost down. And I mean, this stuff is so tested. We wouldn't take anything we wouldn't use. And it's not just about what we would pay for, but we're testing it.
Yeah.
Heavy metals, pesticides, any sort of solvents, microbial pathogens. You know, we use coconut oil, or we do use organic coconut oil, but we use coconut oil because it's also antimicrobial. You open up a tincture that's going to last you for 2 to 6 months, depending on how you're using it. You don't want it getting funky. And, you know, most oils aren't going to get funky, but, you know, we like the coconut oil. It has almost no flavor. And, you know, we just know that it's going to hold up well.
Yeah. I like it.
For sure.
Good.
I'm good, man. I've got my dose.
I ask you guys literally some questions.
Metaphorically, yeah.
What are your personal experiences with CBD products, other than the energy chews you tried? Have you in the past tried?
Yeah, I've tried different CBD gummies. Like I said, especially from being in Indiana, and that was kind of the new hot thing coming in.
Mm-hmm.
I have smoked the like the CBD joints and stuff like that before, just trying it out and seeing what it's like. You know, it's like you said, it's not I'm not getting that psychoactive effect. I'm getting a calming, relaxed feel, kind of that flow state that you talked about. And so I've definitely tried different things. I've tried the oils before. It's been a couple years though. And so really, you know, I'd love to get into trying some more different things here, but really my experience is kind of, you know, 5 to 7 years ago is really when I tried it. So, you know, I don't have too much of a recent experience other than with your products. And so like, I have nothing but good things to say here about Twisted Spoke CBD. So yeah. I don't know. Have you used that?
Yeah. So kind of like what we talked about in Sedona, like I've been like making sure that I don't like touch the THC side of it. But more just like, when I used to go really hard in the gym, I would do like CBD usually daily post-workout and just kind of for that recovery side of it.
Sure.
And I would totally notice a difference. Just like feeling better, not being nearly as sore. And that was doing it, making sure I did it daily or took some daily. I couldn't tell you like how many milligrams or
Most people aren't paying attention to that.
Well, I think I was always around like 10 milligrams. So kind of that like lower dose that you're talking about and, being a college kid too at the time and, you know, dabbling in other things, not now, you know, but dabbling in other things. I'm like, well, let's dose it up. And so like, you definitely notice when you do dose it up and so, yeah.
Yeah. And when you're using that product in the gym in that type of situation, I would encourage people to use it before the workout as opposed to after.
Yeah. I was simply for recovery.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
in terms of for your recovery, right? Like,
no, that makes sense. Not like it was years ago. So,
well, yeah,
I'm sure just in general, like
I'm not trying to dog on you. Or anything.
No. No, you're good.
No, it's,
I definitely want to get into these energy chews though for riding and stuff.
Yeah. You'll leave with some for your next ride.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. So where can our listeners find you both product wise, social media wise, and some events that you're going to be at coming up?
Sure. In Colorado Springs, we'll be at Territory Days. It's gonna be our first time there. Nice.
OCC.
In terms of cycling events, we're hoping to go to the Maryland Cycling Classic again this year in September. But for the most part, we are cutting back on events this year. I mean, we did sit on a mountain bike festival, and we'll probably be at the 719. That's where we officially met.
Yeah.
Love that event.
Are you guys, are you doing Bristol's...
The Gear Expo?
Gear and Brews.
Yeah, we are
Expo.
Doing that. I forgot about that.
I was going to say that's in a couple of weeks. Shout out to Bristol for hosting that.
Yeah. No,
here's your reminder.
It's on the calendar. The calendar will remind me as we get closer.
So forgetful, man. Do you take some of that full spectrum?
Right.
You know, cannabis does not help with memory.
No.
Unfortunately.
Cool.
But in terms of finding us on social media, Instagram, Twisted Spoke CBD, it's pretty simple. Somehow we get more engagement on Facebook and we don't do anything on Facebook. Respond to messages, but we used to lean heavily into social media and it just, there's so many hours in the day. Yeah. I'd rather spend that energy helping my retailers.
Yeah. You got to stay on it too.
Yeah.
With all that,
I mean, we're available here. You can come
to
the building, 720 West Monument Street, 80904. Just call us first. Make sure we're here. Because again, we might be out. Doing a demo somewhere. If I'm not here 6 days a week, that's surprising. Usually I'm here a lot. Just a matter of when. And you can ask for us at your local bike shop. You know, if you're listening to this, I'm hoping you have a preferred local bike shop or a few, and hopefully our products are there. Mm-hmm. If they're not, or they don't have a certain product, they can get it. It's going to cost you the same to buy it at that bike shop as it will anywhere. We do pretty good about making sure that we price protect, so that people aren't incentivized to buy on the website or anything like that. We want you buying from the retailers.
Yeah.
If you live in a place where you don't have a local bike shop where they're not willing to, buy it online. But we're also in some local grocery stores, Mountain Mama, Natural Foods, Ranch Foods Direct over there by Ted's Bike Shop. And then Bread and Butter Market downtown.
Nice.
You can always call us and we can let you know who's going to have what close to you. So
cool. Yeah. So make sure you get out there, support your local bike shops and, make sure you support Twisted Spoke, give them a follow, see what they're doing. Cause they're doing some pretty incredible stuff for sure. So
tag us. Yeah. We will share it.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
We are not good at creating content. We would love to share yours.
any final thoughts there, Braven?
We've got this last question on here on this list, and I just have to ask you just for shits and giggles. If Twisted Spoke had a spirit animal, what would it be? Maybe a liger.
Maybe. can it be a Pokemon?
Let's do it.
It's not a Pokemon.
Be whatever you want.
It's not.
It's 2025.
Yeah. No. If we had a spirit animal, now I'm over.
This might be the hardest question.
I know. Truthfully. I was going
to
say this.
I just saw that on there. I had to ask it.
I'm just going to go with ostrich.
Ostrich. Because your head's in the sand?
Yeah, why not? They are majestic, okay?
They are. They're like dinosaur meets chicken.
Yeah.
It's all the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
You started kinda with Pokemon like and went to ostrich. I didn't see it going there. But I mean, that's probably one of my favorite animals. Or favorite spirit animals so far.
There you go.
Let me ask ostrich. You guys a question. We were on a podcast, Stand Up Paddle Action, a little while back.
Oh, shit, I'm nervous.
And they asked me the same question. What was the weirdest animal you've ever seen on the trail when riding?
Oh. When riding.
Yeah. I mean, I grew up in South Florida, so like we had crabs,
gators, all that. Like
armadillo.
So I grew up in New York.
Yeah.
And then I've been here. I don't know. Nothing crazy.
Just your typical Colorado animals. Coyotes.
Yeah.
Coyotes not common. That's cool.
Yeah, I see coyotes all the time over at Red Rocks. Yeah. If I'm over there, I'll stop and I'll pull out my phone and start playing like a bleeding rabbit or something and have them stop up on the ridge. Yeah, like I've seen tons of coyotes. From me to Matt, I had a juvenile coyote standing there watching me. Yeah. And
that's cool.
Yeah, I've had a lot of coyote experiences. I ran into some bear, not on my bike, but definitely seen a couple bear.
Your mountain lion?
Yeah, I keep trying to talk myself out of it, saying that I never actually saw a mountain lion. You know, 3:30 in the morning, going and doing a 14er, and yeah,
sprayed himself with some bear mace.
I did spray myself with bear spray.
Yeah, oh,
not my most glamorous moment. Wish I had some CBD to rub on that one.
Yeah, right?
Oh, I don't know.
Dude, it was dripping down my leg. I had it and I fell down because I was walking backwards trying to get away. I fell down and I hit the release and it went all down my leg.
Did that like physically burn you?
Oh, it was. Yeah. It didn't physically do anything, but it was, 3:30 in the morning. Yeah. And I go back down and there's a creek down by the camp and my wife and my dog are asleep in the tent and I'm lapping this water on it. It's only making it worse. It's spreading it around.
Gosh.
Get back and I didn't take any clothes off and I just laid in my sleeping bag just staring at the ceiling of the tent for hours until it was time to like get up and pack up because I was like, I'm not finishing this hike. Yeah. And we're driving out and I've got it on my hands. Like he wiped my eyes.
No.
I've got bear spray in my eyes. I'm trying to drive off this cliff shelf road. It's miserable. And it didn't stop burning until 8:30 at night that night. So it was like way over 12 hours of bear spray burning. And I had considered going to the hospital and I was like, I'm just going to tough it out. If it doesn't go away, oh well.
Yeah.
Like,
you survived.
I did. Yeah. Barely.
Yeah. Barely.
No pun intended.
That's awesome. What about you?
Yeah.
The weirdest animal I've seen?
Yeah.
I mean, I'd have to say armadillo.
Armadillo.
Yeah, I was in South Florida cool. And I was like, what the fuck is that? Really? Interesting. But, I grew up in Miami and believe it or not, we have mountain biking out there and single track and, cross country oriented and nothing super spicy. There's some good stuff though. There's a good community. People built it up, but
that's cool.
Fox, it's kind of rare when you live in a big city.
Come around the corner and see an armadillo.
Yeah.
Just like
turtles, crabs.
Oh yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
Let's do it.
Make sure you subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to us on and leave some reviews, give us some stars if it's you're a Spotify kind of listener. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, social media, and send us an email or a DM, share some thoughts, stories, questions, comments. Cool.
Peace out.
Bye.
Thank you guys.